Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Relentless Pursuit International Radio Show with your hosts, Philandis Harris
and Tamika Sanders. Relentless Pursuit is a faith-based young adult talk show created to bridge the gaps between racial, spiritual, and social divides. We discuss controversial issues that directly hinder the millennial generation from pursuing their God-given purpose.
We want to showcase young adults who are relentlessly pursuing God and their passions in the form of ministry, entrepreneurship, and through their gifts and talents. It's a Relentless Pursuit.
Coach, do you there?
You're live on Relentless Pursuit.
Yeah. Wow. Hi, everybody. This is Philandis and Tamika.
Sorry. What happened to our introduction? Okay. Sorry about that, you all. We did not hear our introduction, so therefore, a little awkward.
Just a little bit.
But welcome to Relentless Pursuit Radio. We are glad to have you back for yet another dynamic show this Monday. I hope you all had a wonderful week last week. We ended our week with Martin Luther King's Day last week, and we did some live interviews, which was awesome, from the Martin Luther King Day March. So today we are back on Relentless Pursuit with a very, very, very special guest. How special?
Super special.
Very special guest with Master Coach. Who is playing this? Master Coach, Life Coach,
Alfred
D. Simon. Alfred Simon is a native of Fort Worth, Texas. He is also a
Master Life Coach
and a
husband
and a
prophet
and a
father.
No, but Alfred D. Simon is a native of Fort Worth, Texas. He is also in full-time ministry. He is also a life coach, as we said before. He is also a husband, and he is also a millennial. At the age of 21, he's been able to accomplish all of these great things and be in full-time ministry and an entrepreneur. So we just want to congratulate him. We want to showcase him tonight. And even better, Alfred is going to be showcased on our show. We started a new segment every
Monday.
No, ma'am.
Wait, what?
It's every fourth Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Every fourth Monday, we're going to have Hour of Empowerment with Master Coach Alfred. So anybody, that show is for you, our audience. If there's anyone on here that is struggling with anything, struggling with the area of their life, want help through a specific area, we want to have you on a show for a live coaching session with Master Coach Alfred. So we're just going to give him a chance to introduce himself. Enough of my voice and Philandis' voice. Alfred, are you on the line?
I am on the line.
Awesome. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. We just want to give you a chance to greet our guests. We want to give you a chance to introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and what you do and what empowerment coaching is all about.
Well, God bless you, everybody. My name is Alfred. No, I'm just messing up.
No, Alfred, we went to church yesterday, Alfred.
No, I'm just kidding. Well, my name is Master Life Coach Alfred Simon. I just refer to myself as Master Coach Alfred Simon. I am the owner and founder of Empowerment Coaching. I'm not going to get too churchy, but I'm just going to say it's a God-given vision that he instilled on the inside of me, because I was praying, asking God simply, what should I be doing? Because I know that my ministry and my calling was not just confined to the church. And so because I knew that my ministry and calling was not just confined to the church, I understood that there was more people that God needed me to reach that I could not reach from the pulpit. And I said, God, what do you need me to do? And he gave me the vision for Empowerment Coaching, and we are agency that is moving forward and doing things and creating platforms for individuals and helping people start businesses while also empowering organizations to go to their next level. And so that's what we're about. We're about personal development and helping people reach their potential fully, whether that is professionally, whether that is organizationally, or whether that's just corporately, whatever that potential is, whatever that vision, whatever that goal they have is, we want to help them go to their next level in their personal life, because I believe if you can influence someone's personal life, it'll affect every area of their life. If their life outside of work is good, then their life inside of work is going to be great. And so that's what we're about.
Awesome.
You sound like you have the inertment over there.
Well, Coach Alfred, we want to know, basically, when did you start this? How did it begin? When did it begin? How long have you been doing this?
Well, I've been doing this for a while. I must say I was even doing it before I knew I was doing it because I was always coaching people because many times people would call me for prayer, but it would go a lot deeper than just prayer, and I would end up helping them begin to solve issues that they were struggling with in their heart, what they were struggling in and with in their life, the things that mental blockages that they were having, and just different issues that they were discovering that they found that were stopping them from reaching their full potential. And so when I go back and look at it, I've been doing this, I'll say, for at least now 6 years, possibly, really 8 years. Because is around the time that I really started helping people come out of certain and different situations.
So you're about 12, right?
About 12. I was 12 helping 30-year-olds. I put it like that.
Right. I know. So let me ask you, what type of person does it take to be a life coach? What type of person would you say you have to be if you had a desire to be a life coach? Go ahead. I was just saying in reference to someone who was desiring to be a life coach, what type of person would you say that they need to be, they were considering to be one?
Well, I look at life coaching because, and I'm gonna use it from a coaching standpoint in general, because when we train our coaches, we call them life coaches, but we put niches on them, and so you can be a coach in multiple different aspects. Maybe you're a health guru or a fitness guru, and you like to help people become fit. You like to see people all around the world looking their best and feeling their best, and so you would be a fitness coach. Maybe you're a teacher and you want to help other teachers become better in their job, and you want to help them develop better academic educational systems. Maybe you want to help different educational entities such as districts come up with better policies that will be greater in helping and influencing the lives of the children. And so you would be a teacher coach or a teaching coach. You can really make it a wide range of things. We've even had people who want to be cooking coaches, and they want to help people develop their meals. They want to help people develop their healthy lifestyle changes in the way that they're eating. And so they go through the whole process with people on helping them establish better eating plans, and they get paid for this. And so our coaching to one set of people is confined to people with passion. And I believe whatever your passion is, you can change that into not only purpose, but you can change that into profit, because I believe that when you find your purpose, there can be some profit connected to it, and not profit, but profit.
Were you listening to the bishop yesterday?
What did the bishop say yesterday?
Bishop T.D. Jakes' sermon was about being grounded in your finances, and that was part of his preaching about following your purpose and profit will follow you. That was his exact word. So.
Well, I must be a prophet. But I'm gonna be honest. It's very critical that people find their purpose, because if you find your purpose, it's true. Like Bishop said, your prophet will follow you, and that's one of the main foundations of my company. Is if you find your purpose, we help leaders pull out their purpose. We help the coaches pull out their purpose, because many coaches, they come into our classes, they come into our different sessions, and they don't know who they are. They have no vision for their life. And by the time that they leave, they have found their niche. They have been empowered. They understand how coaching works. They understand how branding their coaching works, because, my wife was on y'all show, and my wife, Taylor Simon, Divine Desires, she helps with the branding piece and teaching them how to develop their their coaching brand. You know, it I'll say it's very empowerment. It's empowerment coaching. That's what it is. So, you know, it's critical that they find who they are. And I'll say that you asked the question. You said who can be a coach? A person who knows who they are. And that's what we're about. We're about helping people discover who they are, so that they can become all that they need to be.
Well, that's very interesting. You know, I'm actually a little bit familiar with the process that it takes for each person to go through getting their certification as a life coach. And from my knowledge, I could be wrong. You can correct me. Whenever you're going through the classes, it's almost like you have to be life. You have to be coached first, and you're a student first, and then you get your certification. Is that something kind of accurate?
I think that goes for anything. You know, and I'm just going to use this as an example. Like right now, I'm having my prophetic classes, and that's outside of my coaching for sure. But I'm having my classes, and you always have to be a student before you can ever reach your full potential in whatever it is that you're trying to do. And I feel like that goes for every area of life. You always have to find yourself being a student at some level, at some form, somewhere, so that you can be the best that you need to be able to perform at your highest level of capacity. And so, yes, you are completely right. You have to be a student first. You have to be coached first so that you can be in the coaching process.
Mm, go ahead. So, Alfred, you said something very key I want to ask you. You mentioned what it takes to be a good life coach is someone who knows themselves. So how did you find yourself? How did you find out who Alfred was, who he was to be? What did that process look like for you in discovering yourself so that you could become the coach that you are today?
See, now you about to take us to church. Do you really want to go there? It's just the truth. Because if you're asking me how did I find myself, the only way I could have found myself was in Christ. And okay. I mean, and that's literally where I found my purpose. That's where I found my calling, and that's where I found what my destiny was to be. And my destiny was to train leaders. My destiny was to birth out leaders. And that's what God, and I put that for my ministry, for my business, for everything. My destiny, my ministry, all of that is to birth out leaders. That's what God has me called to do. And so I find myself now involved with a whole bunch of leaders all over the world simply because that's my calling. And so when I'm looking at how did I find myself, I found myself by, it was a process, I'll say that, it was a process. It was for sure a process that I went through in on me. I had to cut out distractions. I had to cut out people. I had to cut out friends. I had to cut out some family. I had to cut out stuff so that I could find what it is and who it is that I was outside of what people wanted to put on me, outside of who people wanted me to be, outside of what the world wanted me to be. Because if you look at our society, people would put labels on you that you're never supposed to be. People will call you things that you are not. It has you focusing on one way when God is trying to take you a totally different way. You know, or if you want to be more professional, life is trying to take you a totally different way. And so I've come to the place in my life where I don't allow people to put things on me, and I find what it is that I'm supposed to be doing, and I label myself. I label myself great. I'm not going to let somebody tell me I'm not great. I'm not going to let somebody tell me I'm less than or I'm not enough. I label myself what I want to see myself become. I label myself what I see in the vision that I have, that I believe was given to me by the God that I serve. And so I hope that answers that question.
Good.
All right. We love you, Alfred. Can you coach us?
No.
that's awesome. That is so awesome. I think that it is very important that people know that part of finding yourself, you can't, you know, there are a lot of people that are believers that, you know, that are not believers, in Christ, that are, you know, trying to pursue their dreams and trying to pursue their passions and trying to pursue what they love and all that thing. But I think that you can't be complete in that until you find yourself in Christ. There's a whole nother dynamic of your life that you haven't even tapped into because you don't know Christ. And so I love that you said that you were able to find yourself in Christ. And with that, you found your purpose. And so
you know,
I think that there are a lot of people that are, you know, trying to find out, what am I supposed to be doing? Some things are working, some things are not working. But whether or not it's working or not, you're still missing a huge dynamic part of your life that is in Christ.
And I'll say, And I'll say one of the major things that empowerment coaching does, which is a huge part of my ministry, and it's a process that I've been through, you cannot allow other people to label you, that's for sure. But you mm-hmm. always have to find somebody who can see what's inside of you and pull it out. And that went for my ministry, that went for my empowerment coaching. I had to have somebody see what was inside of me to pull it out. And when I finally had that person see who I was before I could see who I was, it was an increase to me. It was a blessing mm-hmm. to my life because they were able to tap into a place that I didn't even know I had in me. Before I was doing empowerment coaching, before that idea hit me, I was just ministry. I was only ministry. I was only preaching. But I understood that I had to do something other than preach. I just didn't know what it was. I couldn't see what it was. I didn't have an understanding of what it was. And so I confined myself. I put myself in a box. And what you have to understand is, and this is for everybody who is on this line, you can never put vision in a box. You can never contain vision. Vision will always be bigger than you, and it will always outlive you. The vision that is on the inside of you is something that will not die. If the vision you have can die, or if it's something that won't last after you are gone, then it's not vision. You have a goal. You have a task. That's not vision. Vision will always outlive you and outlast you. And so you have to find somebody who sometimes can see further than you, see past where you are, see past your crap, see past the stuff that you have going on in your life, and see through that and say, no, this is where you need to be at, and you need to pull this out so you can get there. And somebody had to pull that empowerment coaching out of me, and I think that's the process that I went through when I was going through my certification, but also through, like, my pastor, my spiritual mother. You know, she saw it in me. Certain people saw it in me. My wife, for sure. I got to give big props to my wife because she knows I wasn't doing nothing but preaching. I wasn't doing nothing but preaching. She said, baby, I love you, but you have more in you than just preaching. You have more in you. And from that day, I had for that more that was in me because I didn't see it. And until somebody had saw it in me and spoke to what was in me, I couldn't access it. And I believe that's what empowerment coaching does. We speak to that thing that's on the inside of people that people might not even see themselves, so that it can be pulled out so they can access their destiny.
That's amazing. I feel like I'm being coached right now, and I'm the host. And so, yeah, that's really good. So that brings up another question that we were thinking about is, it seems like from the information that you're giving us that coaching and ministering in the aspect of speaking to things that other people can't see inside themselves, that's kind of like a form of ministry. And so how do you differentiate the two, and what would you say is the main difference between the two of those things?
Y'all giving up my tools. That's the part that people are not supposed to see. Y'all got to understand. That's how I hide myself. That's how I hide who I am in ministry. I hide it behind empowerment coaching. Why do I say that? Because I can't go everywhere as the prophet. I can go everywhere as empowerment coaching. I can get into every system as empowerment coaching because they don't see the other part. And so, honestly, I'm going to be real with you. There is no difference. There is no difference. I had to figure that out a long time ago. When I was, like today, I was creating a program, and I was talking about vision. And I think we talked about this a little bit before the show started. I had to stop preaching because I was getting ready to put Bible verses next to the things that I was writing. And I had to understand, just because it doesn't have a verse to it, and I understood this a few years ago, just because it doesn't have a verse to it doesn't mean that it cannot be that which is in the verse.
Right.
You can still present it without having to put the verse next to it. And so that's right. What I've been doing in my empowerment coaching is I'm presenting biblical references. I'm presenting godly topics. I'm presenting things that will benefit the person both naturally and spiritually, even though they might not know it. And it's kind mm-hmm. of, me and my wife, we always call ourselves the secret agents in the spirit and business.
Yeah.
And that's because we're undercover for God. We're going in. They might not understand why they think that, you know, why they see this light on us. They might not understand why they feel so connected. They might not understand why we've changed their life in such a short amount of time with so few words. And truly, it's not us, but it's the God in us. But we don't have to say God all the time for them to understand it. But guess what? When they ask, that's the open door to be able to share our belief and share what it is that's doing it on the inside of us. And it's all about being able to become all things to all men. That's what Paul said. He said, I become all things to all men. And so I want to be strategic in what it is that I'm doing so that I can become all things to all men to touch everybody so that I might save some. That's what he said. And so I want to save somebody somewhere that is not inside the four walls of the church so that we can reach the kingdom.
I like that. The secret agent, CIA, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost, CIA.
Right, Holy Ghost. I love it. I love that, Alfred.
Man, those Holy Ghost forces, boy, I tell you, they are something else.
Holy Ghost.
My God.
I love that. I love that. Because we do, we have to have a way to reach the unchurched, the people that don't know God, the people that aren't Christians. We have to have a way. They may not come to you if you say, I'm coming as prophet so-and-so, but if you, you know, say this is a life coaching session, I'm going to help you fix your life, you're going to become a master at your own life. How many people don't want to fix their life?
You know something, you just said something very particular. And another person I have to give credit to, and I know I'm going to meet her one day, but she helped me see my vision. She helped me, I say she really helped me birth empowerment coaching, and she doesn't even know it because she don't know me. Never met her, but I've seen her work, and that is Iyanla Van Zandt, Fix My Life. Because you said Fix My Life.
Oh, yeah.
Iyanla Van Zandt, I don't care what anybody says, that woman is very, very, very prophetic. She tells people about what they're doing and what they're going through before they actually say it out their own mouths. And I've seen, and she's on TV doing this, and she's not calling herself a prophet. She's not calling herself an evangelist. She does say that she is a minister. She is an ordained minister, but she's not putting titles on herself. She calls herself the Young Van Zandt Fix My Life, and that's what she does. She goes around the world. She makes finances and possibly for the kingdom of God and helps fix people's lives. And I believe that's what it's about. It's about impacting a segment of the world that would never receive us. Man, I'm telling you, that woman is powerful.
We love it. We love it. We love it. So you mentioned something earlier, very briefly, you said you have a team of people who train other people in life coaching, right?
I have a team, which is me, my wife, and a few other people that we bring together to train people. But the main thing is about building the team because it's not a specific team that we have under us, but it's a team of coaches, and that's what we're building because not only do we have empowerment coaching, but we have ECN, which is Empowerment Coaching Network, which is a network of coaches that we're in the process of still building that we're going to be able to connect you with whatever coach you need. If you need a fitness coach, we got it. If you need a food coach that's going to help you with healthy eating, we got it. If you need a coach that is for football, maybe you need somebody to train you in football because you're a sports person, we got a sports coach. Maybe you need somebody that can train you in the art of decoration, you know, come in and decorate your house. And there's a glam coach, which is actually what my mother is. She's a glam coach. That's what she does. She glams things up. You know, maybe you're having issues with your children. We have a kid coach. They call themselves, what do they call them, the children coach? I got to remember, but they help with your kids. If your kid's acting up, they're out of control, they help come in and they help find the issues that are underlying why your kids are doing what they're doing. Maybe it's some things that you don't know. One time we had heard of an issue where the uncle had raped the child and the mother didn't know, and the mother was wondering why the child was acting out. She was acting out because she wanted to say something that was on the inside of her that never could come out. And so it came through and came out in the form of being disobedient, being rebellious, doing things that were outside of her nature usually. And so we as coaches have to be aware of digging deeper and seeing what's behind or underneath the covers.
Wow, that's very thorough and very, it sounds very effective. And it takes some amount of commitment from the person that's being coached. And so, like, with a typical session between you and a person that you're coaching, like, what does that typical session look like? How do you go about figuring out what they need? Because if any of our listeners are like me, I'll know that I need help with something, but I may not know what it is. So you'll ask, well, what do you need help with? And I'm like, I don't know, life. So what's the process of figuring out, like, what areas they need help in? Where do they need to grow? How do you do that?
See, I think a little bit, don't tell nobody this, Everybody who's on this call and on this show, y'all have to be sworn to secrecy. Sworn to secrecy. It will not leave this show. Replay D. It will not leave this show. My secret for mine, this is not for every coach, and I'll let y'all know what every coach does, but I'll let y'all know what mine specifically is. It comes back to that secret agent thing. You know, I'm a prophet, and so I can see things in people before they tell me. And so you can tell me you got issues. I can tell you what the issue is. You might not even know what the issue is. You might not even think that's what the issue is. But trust me, if I say that's the issue, that's the issue. And so, you know, and so and that helps me a lot and helps me to kind of guide the coaching, because I can't flat out tell you what the issue is, because then you'll get scared and be like, how do you know that? And so what I'll do, right, is I'll guide you down the path of you figuring out and seeing what that issue is for yourself so that you can come out of it. Because that's the main thing. And I think I say this all the time, is if I tell you, you'll never see it. You'll just hear it from me. Now, you can believe me. If I was in church, that would work, because I'm the prophet. You know, if I say it, whether you believe me or not, if God said it, that's what it is. It's simple as that. But when I'm outside of the church and I'm dealing with people who might not know God or who might not understand prophecy or who might not understand the prophetic, then during that note, I have to let it be revealed to them. Because if it's not revealed to them, they can hear it, but it'll never become effective in their life.
Gotcha.
That's what I do. But if you want to know what coaches do, you know, that's a whole different process of going through life.
No, I think, you know, you said something very key. You know, helping the person to realize what's wrong with them. You know, I think that is the most effective way, instead of just, you know, telling them this is what's wrong, A, B, C, and D, but sending them through a series of Q&A and digging and, you know, asking them just to talk about their selves. And they start, once they get to talking, then they'll start revealing to themselves what's wrong with them. Then they'll realize that, okay, well, yeah, yes, I do need help in this area. So I think that you said something very key, that, you know, helping, which I think is the whole purpose of life coaching or any type of coaching or mentorship or counseling, is really helping the person discover what their area of weakness is and helping them understand themselves.
Yeah.
And so that's very key. That's good. That's good. So
that's what we try to be. We try to be good.
Awesome. So what are some of the main topics? I would say, I'm sure you get a lot of people that you're coaching. What are some of, especially in our millennial generations, that's the generation that we're trying to reach, what would you say are some of the most common issues that you see us dealing with as millennials that they would need coaching with?
You know, you are all up in my little session that I'm creating for Friday. And one of the main things I'm talking about to millennials at the moment, one of their main issues, I'll say one of our main issues, because I'm still in that generation. Even though I'll be leading people in that generation, I'm still in it. And one of our main issues is we want things fast. We don't understand how to go through a process. And anytime that we're not understanding how to go through a process and we want it fast, it'll destroy us. If you gain success too fast, and you can go look at look at all these young rappers. Look at Miley Cyrus. Look at them. Look at all these successful people that go up, but then they head right back downhill. And that doesn't mean just heading back downhill. Watch this. It doesn't just mean losing money, because people always think, oh, well, you know, they still got money. Okay, that's nice. They still got money, but their morals are jacked up. Their life is jacked up. Their minds are mentally impaired. They have emotional issues and mental issues that they're going through, because they did not go through the process before achieving that which they needed to have. And I'm not saying it's not good to get stuff fast. You know, it's a great thing. It's a blessing to have it. But you need to go through some type of process so that when you attain it, you can keep it. Because it's not just about attaining it. It's about sustaining it. And that's one of the things that I teach my clients. That's good that you attained it, but how can we sustain it? Who do you have to hold you accountable before you start going off the rocker? Who do you have that's keeping you in place? And whether that's a mentor, whether that's a mother, whether that's a father, whether that is a sister, a sibling, whatever it is, who do you have that's holding you accountable, that you respect, that you're listening to, that can keep you going down the right path and keep you focused on your vision? Because your vision doesn't end after you attain success. If your only vision is being successful, then that's not vision. That's a task. Success is not a vision. Success is a task. It's something that you can gain for a moment and lose the next. You don't want to be successful. You want to be great. You want to be great. You want to be great. You want to sustain your success. You want to be a legend, and that's what I try to teach people, is legends, even after they die, they're still legends. Michael Jackson will be a legend probably throughout the rest of human history. Why? Because he attained success, but he was great in what he did. He was great at it. He might have had a few downfalls, but overall, he was great, and he'll always stay a legend. You don't just want to be successful. You want to be great, and you want to become a legend. You want your thing. You want your vision, like I said, to outlive you.
Yeah. And, you know, what you said earlier about the different celebrities that, you know, they've gotten successful and they kind of went downward because of, you know, the issues, the unaddressed issues that they have. And it reminds me of a saying that Bishop Jakes always says. He says that your gift will take you places where your character can't keep you.
Yeah.
And so
that's it.
What I'm getting from this is that basically, you know, it's good to have gifts, it's good to be great at stuff, but another important foundational principle would be to have good character to go along with that. And how else are you going to have good character unless you address those issues that you have?
Undealt issues, yes.
That's good.
Yes.
And even going into what you said in the beginning about the millennials want to think fast, I'm going to just tell you, I'm going to let you know how true that is, okay? So I'm 29, so I'm still considered millennial for a few more years. But when I was about your age, Alfred, 21, I got a prophecy, and the man said, he said the word patience about 50 times, okay? He literally pointed at me and said the word patience about 50 times, and he said, you're like a little road runner. When God tells you something, you just want to run and go do it. He said, but God said, slow down. You can't outrun him. He said, you need to have patience. He said, he got some things for you, but you got to have patience. He said, you can't outrun God. And you have to wait for his timing. So I think that's important. When I was that age, I was so zealous and eager and just like, okay, God, let me do this. Let me go do it right now today. And God would be speaking about something that he wanted me to do in a few years. And I would just be trying to do it because of ambition and eagerness and just, you know, not wanting to go through the process that it was going to take to have the character to keep me there or learn the wisdom or, you know, all of that stuff. Jesus had to go through a process. We all have to go through some type of process in order to attain the things that God has for us. So I think that is very true. The millennial generation does want it fast. I know I used to listen to Joyce Meyer, and she said she always used to say that everybody wanted a microwave breakthrough, a drive-through breakthrough, and that we're a microwave generation. We put everything in the microwave. It's done in 30 seconds. Let's go. Let's eat. Let's run. Let's go. You know, that kind of thing, or we want a drive-through breakthrough. And so she was like, you can't have it. God's going to slow you down. He's going to take things at his time, God's speed. And so I think that's so important that people understand the process takes time. It takes time. So I don't want people to get discouraged, you know, because whatever vision they have is taking a long time for them to get there, or God keeps sending them through the same test, the trial, several times because they haven't learned the lesson. The process takes time, and you don't want to start anything before you're ready. So I think that's really good.
Yeah. Yes, I totally agree. You never want to step out and then find yourself in the middle of destruction simply because you didn't wait. If you could wait 2 or 3 years and then keep it for the rest of your life, and then if you step out before those 2 or 3 years and then you find yourself messed up and jacked up in 5, I mean, Simply wait. God has a timing. God has a purpose. He has a plan. He has a reason why it's not your time. He has a reason why he's telling you to go through the process. He has a reason why he's telling you to hold on. There's a reason for it. It's not a bad thing. It's a great thing. And it's great because God has your best intentions in mind. And you know that God always wants the best for you. And if we can always live in that realm that, yeah, God wants the best for me. He's not trying to hold me back. Because I've met people, they think God trying to hold them back. How God going to hold you back? What do you mean God trying to hold you back? Kind of foolishness, kind of sense does that make? You know, and even people that don't think God is trying to hold them back, but they think people, and maybe it's their leaders, maybe it's their parents are trying to hold them back. No, they just see ahead of you. They can see further than you, and they understand God's timing for your life. And sometimes we just have to be in that place of saying, okay, I got it. I got it. I got it. I think that's what the millennial generation needs to get, is just the attitude of I got it. I got it. Because we don't get it. A lot of times we don't get it. And if we can start getting stuff that God needs us to get, I'm telling you, we'll be awesome. We'll be awesome. But it's going to happen. I'm prophesying it. It's going to happen.
We receive it, and I agree with that. It's going to happen. It got to happen. Because we the next generation. Ain't nobody else. You know, so we have to step up and do the things that God has called us to do. I just want to take a short break. For the people that are just tuning in, you are tuned in to listening to Relentless Pursuit International Radio. We air every Monday, 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we don't want to forget about our Coach D in California, 6:30 p.m. with the Pacific Standard Time, okay? So tonight we have a dynamic speaker on the line. We have Master Coach Alfred D. Simon. He's going to be airing on our show every fourth Monday for an hour of empowerment. He's going to be doing a live life coaching session with you, with the guests, with our listeners. So if you have something that you're struggling with in life, some part of your life you just don't understand, everything's flipped upside down, out of whack, we want you to be a guest on the show with a live life coaching session with Master Coach Alfred D. Simon. And if you would like to be a guest, we wanted you to send your name and your story and contact information to relentlesspursuit@mycoachd.net. That's relentlesspursuit@mycoachd.net. We want to hear from you. We want to have you on the show next month. So send in your information. Could have called you coach, pastor, minister, prophet, everything. Alfred, we just want to tune back in with you. We have some more questions. Our listeners are eager to hear everything that you have to say. Can you just tell them what they can expect from a life coaching session with you on the Hour of Empowerment?
Well, when you get on this Hour of Empowerment, let me tell you something. You're going to be empowered. I believe that's what we're all about. I believe that you're going to find purpose. I believe that you're going to access those things that you didn't even know were on the inside of you. I believe we're going to guide you, at least start you on a path down success. We're going to start you to a path of greatness. And that's what we're all about. We might not fix your whole life. I ain't going to lie to you. We're not going to fix your whole life. But we will at least start you on a path to greatness so that you will have the tools that you need to fix your life. And so that's what we're all about, is we're about giving tools, we're about giving ideas, we're about giving concepts that you can use, practical tools and concepts that you can use in your daily life so that you can walk out your freedom. You can walk out your liberty. You can walk out your calling. You can walk out your destiny. You can walk out that greatness that's on the inside of you. And so we're going to give you these tools that you need so that you can see past where you are and so that you can see at least a bright light at the end of the tunnel. Because sometimes I understand that in life, life gets hard. And sometimes your vision just gets so clouded and so blurry that you can't even see the light anymore. And it's almost like you're just living in a dark, dry place. But I believe that empowerment coaching job, empowerment coaching calling, this company is called to let people see the light at the end of the tunnel. We are called to help people see that greatness is down the road if you keep pushing, if you keep pressing. Persistence, you know how the church says, pray until something happens? We believe in persistency until something happens. You have to be persistent until something breaks. You have to be persistent until you see the finances come, until you see the vision come to pass, until you see the company breakthrough happen, until you see people start acting right. You have to be persistent. And your breakthrough, watch this. I think I said it like this. Your consistency, your success is contingent upon your consistency.
I like that. Success. Everybody write
always
down. Repeat that again. Write it down.
I feel like I'm
take
in a workshop.
Picture. Right.
I feel like I'm
write
teaching
it down,
y'all something
take
tonight.
Take a picture, anything. Repeat that, Alfred, because that was good. I want our listeners to hear that again.
Success is contingent upon consistency.
That's good.
If you ever want to do anything in your life, if you ever want to get to your next level, if you ever want to break through barriers, because I believe at certain times in our life we can get to a glass wall. In the church, the glass wall is when you hit 500 members. They say it's super hard in the church to get past 500 members in your church. And I believe the same thing can happen in our life. There are certain levels in our life that we can get to where we become comfortable and we hit a glass wall, and it's hard to break past that glass wall because it's just thick. It's really thick. But if you keep on being consistent and you have a hammer, imagine yourself with a hammer in your hand, and your consistency is that hammer, and you keep banging on that glass, whether it's going to take 10 times, whether it's going to take 100 times, whether it's going to take 1,000 times, your consistency will determine when that glass breaks. And if you keep banging it, if you keep hitting it, if you keep pressing it, if you keep being persistent until something happens, push. If you keep pushing, that glass will break, and you will break through that glass wall, and you'll be able to break into where you need to be and break into your growth, break into your success.
And break into your purpose. We're going to coin that,
somebody.
Break into your purpose. Break. It reminds me of that. It's a meme that surfaces around social media where there are two men that are digging underground looking for diamonds or gold or whatever. They're looking for a treasure. And one person basically ends up giving up. They've been digging for a long time, and one person, he ends up giving up because it took too long. And in the picture, it shows that right where he gave up, he only had to dig maybe two or three more little digs before he reached the diamonds. But he gave up, and the other person actually reached the diamonds because he kept persisting. So it's just that you never know when you're going to strike gold. You never know when you're going to break that glass ceiling. You never know when you're going to get your breakthrough. So you want to keep digging and keep being persistent and never give up. If it's something that you believe that God has placed inside of you, something that you believe as God has given you as a vision, no matter what it looks like, now you got to keep your eye on what God showed you it would become and stay persistent until you see that thing coming to fruition.
Yeah. And I believe that, and I'm going to start using this as a video in some of my classes, but it's a movie, and I believe it's a very deep, it's a very prophetic movie. The movie is deeply prophetic, and that movie is Finding Nemo. And I believe at one part in Finding Nemo that they said, just keep swimming, just keep swimming.
I was about to say something so deep.
No. But no, seriously, this is just keep swimming. I think that's what they said, just keep swimming. And if you just keep pushing, if you just keep pressing, you're going to end up finding your breakthrough. If they didn't keep swimming, Nemo would have never found his way back home. But because they kept swimming, he ended up finding his light at the end of the tunnel. He ended up finding his breakthrough. He ended up finding his dad, what his search was all about. And so you have to sometimes just keep pushing until you find that breakthrough that you need.
Come on now.
Y'all not going to laugh at me.
No, I'm not laughing at you.
Good. No, but I really was getting prepared for something so deep, but that's true.
I know.
That's what the whole movie was about.
But watch this. The Bible says I will use the simple thing, small thing, to confound the wise. Simple.
That's true. Something as simple as Finding Nemo. I'm going to have to go rewatch that movie. I know what it's about, but I don't know the song, so I want to hear the song.
You got to know the song.
Keep pushing. But anyway, that's so good, Alfred. I'm so glad. I'm looking forward to our Hour of Empowerment every fourth Monday. I'm looking forward to hearing the stories of people, our listeners, sending emails wanting to get a live coach session. I'm so excited about it. I want to be on the show, but I can't be on the show because I'm a host. So anybody who is listening, we want to also open up the line for questions and answers. If you have a question for Master Coach Simon, or if you want to be a guest on the show and you have a question on how to get information, press number one to ask any questions. Also, Alfred, if you could just go and give our audience information on how can they get in touch with you, how can they follow you, how can they stay abreast on everything that's going on with Empowerment Coaching.
Well, if you want to follow Empowerment Coaching, you can go follow us on Facebook, Empowerment Coaching. I think Twitter is Empower to Impact, and I think Instagram is Empowerment Coaching also. Don't quote me on those. I'm bad at remembering my name and my social media, but I believe those are absolutely 100% right. So just go on there, look up Empower to Impact on Twitter, Empower the number 2 Impact, Empowerment Coaching. Yeah, I'm 100% right now. And Facebook, is empowerment coaching also. If you go look those up, you can keep up to what we're doing. You can keep up on when we're going to have our classes. Also, if you have or if you feel need, you can call us at 888-687-3380. Again, that number is 888-687-3380. And we'll be happy to answer any questions you have. Also, our email address is info, I-N-F-O, at empoweredcoaching.co, not .com, not .net, not .org, .co, empowered, E-M-P-O-W-E-R-E-D, coaching.co. And if you go there also, we have a submission form that you can submit all of your requests at and get in contact with us if you would like to.
I'm glad you said that because I thought it was a typo. I was actually going to text you after we got off this call and say you had a typo on your website.
No, no, they pray for me, y'all. They didn't have .com, and so I have to do .co.
They cut you short, huh?
They cut me short one letter. They had .co, so that's what I took.
No, it's okay. So do we have any guests that want that have any questions? You want to call in? You want to comment? You don't want to miss this moment with the master coach. He can fix your life in 5 minutes. Not, but we want.
You never know. If your issue is simple, I might can.
You never know. You never know. So.
Oh, man.
Well, if ain't nobody else going to call in, I was just going to say that while I was listening to you earlier talk about your Nemo sermon, that's I'm going to take that word for myself because lately, man, God has been pushing me to keep pushing past it. I struggle. I said this before. I have a little bit of a struggle with being frustrated and angry sometimes. And I know that, you know, a lot of people, we can always pray for God to help us in an area that we're weak in. But what we don't realize is that when we pray that prayer, God has a nice way of answering it. And so in my situation, I've asked him probably for the whole time I've been saved, for the past 6 years, God, help me with my anger. God, help me stop being so angry. God, help me stop. Help me stop. And I haven't realized it until now, but he's always answered the prayer by putting me in situations where I have the opportunity to control that anger and not have an angry response. And
yeah.
Lately, it's just been back to back to back to back to back to back to back with no breaks in between. And so that meme that Tamika was talking about, the guy that stopped digging and he was like right at the brink of getting that diamond, I relate to that because there's been plenty of times I wanted to give up and I even did give up. I've seen a little bit of growth, maybe not as much as I'd like to, but, you know, I'm learning to be patient. So I just wanted to say that was good. And if nobody else receives that word, I received it for myself.
That's good because Glendis
awesome.
Isn't lying, guys, because I'll text her and say, you know, how's work going? And she'll be like, I had 5 people cuss me out. I had one lady hang up on me. I had an old lady talk to me and say the same thing for an hour. And my reply to that is like, oh, you've had a productive day, because I know the prayer that she's praying, and I know that God is going to keep putting her in situations to force her to choose to be nice instead of being angry. It's situations that you don't have a choice, but if you express your emotion the way you want to be expressed, it's going to be highly detrimental.
Yes.
You're going to lose your job. So God puts her in situations where she is forced to suppress the anger or control the anger and respond in a gentle way. You
right.
know, there's nothing wrong with feeling the anger, but her response to that has to be
like a civil human being.
Exactly. Right. So every time she said that, I'm like, oh, well, you had a productive day. And she was like, yeah, call it whatever you like to call it. I'm like, that doesn't sound real nice. But I know that God put me through a similar situation. You know, I had a little irritations and frustrations, and he would put me in situations where if I acted on that emotion, it would be highly detrimental. So I had no choice but to respond differently. And that was him working out those irritations and frustrations. And now that thing that irritated me before doesn't even bother me now. So, yeah, somebody just opened the door. Just going through it. We heard it. But anyways, But yeah, Alfred, so we definitely appreciate you for being a guest on our show. We definitely appreciate all the information that, you know, you've given us. I got some really good nuggets tonight that I'm going to hold close to my heart. So we do thank you. We appreciate you. We're looking forward to the Hour of Empowerment every fourth Monday. I'm going to keep saying that. Every fourth Monday, that's F-O-U-R-T-H.
Or it's F-O-R-T-H. No. Monday, where you're going forth in your destiny. And so for the people that can't spell, just it's okay because it works either way. It's either forth, number four, or you move going forth in your.
No. But we want you to be a part of our Hour of Empowerment. So send in your inquiries. You're going to learn to master your life with Master Coach Simon. So any
it's
last
time to take it to the next level.
Exactly. So, Alfred, are there any last remarks you want to say, anything you want the audience to know, to look forward to, special invitations, anything?
I'll say just look forward to the class that we're going to have upcoming. I'm telling you, this class is coming up, and it's going to be awesome. I believe it's going to be one of the biggest ones we've had, but it's going to be also one of the most empowering, and I'll say one of the ones that's going to give you the most vision. I'll put it like that. And so just be looking up for that upcoming class, possibly towards the end of February, the beginning of March. Yeah, and be ready to make that investment in yourself, but be ready to go to your next level in your business, next level in your ministry, because I believe that this is sort of a great certification for ministers because it can give them more accreditation behind their name, and it also takes them to another level so that they can start actually making extra money on the side, so they can go to another level financially in their lives. I believe it's going to be awesome for business owners. Maybe you want to put more credentials behind your name and say, you know, hey, you know, you might be a technician or you might be something else and you want to put a coaching credential behind your name. Come to the class. Get your credentials. You know, maybe you've been asking, say, I want to go to school so that I can be better equipped to get a better job. You know, this will be a great credential to have behind your name to say, hey, I'm certified as a coach. I'm certified as a life coach. I'm certified as this kind of coach, and I know that this will make me beneficial to your company. And so, you know, there's many different things you can do with it. Or maybe you want to start a coaching business. That's fine, too. We have those, and we can help you start that coaching business. So just let us know. Let us know if you're interested. Again, that's info, I-N-F-O, at Empowered, E-M-P-O-W-E-R-E-D, coaching.co, and also 888-687-3380. That's the number.
Well, well, that's some good information. I would take advantage of that if I were you guys. Coach D, do we have any callers that want to ask any questions?
No, we don't have any questions.
Okay.
Well, did you have any comments that? Any comments?
Well, I guys covered it. But this did come to mind because I know you guys have spoke briefly on in certain areas. But what can the listening audience really expect to get on the fourth Mondays, the Hour of Empowerment? What can they expect to get? And I know you guys have discussed that, but I mean really. What are the things that you could say, this is what they could expect to get? If they tune in, what can they really expect to get?
Right. What are some of the topics that we're going to cover, Alfred? Some of the topics that you want to see that you would name as issues or that would be people would be a perfect guest for this particular topic, an area struggle in their life, and what kind of tips would you be giving them?
I would say we would be focusing on and the thing with coaching and life coaching is it ranges from multiple different areas because no one's coaching, even if they have the same issue, no one's coaching will ever be the same. But, you know, things can, if you're having issues, maybe you're having issues with trauma, a trauma that's just happened in your life, a death that's just taken place. Maybe you're having issues with a family member that's sick, that, you know, is just not getting better. Maybe you're having issues with relationships. Because relationship is a huge topic. I think we need to have one about relationships coming up here soon because relationships can destroy and will destroy your life if you allow them to. And that's relationship in multiple different areas. It doesn't have to be a love relationship. It can be relationship with friends, relationship with family. You know, relationships can determine where you're going to be going for your life. And so, you know, relationships are a great topic that we can cover that can really determine, you know, how you're going to succeed in life. You know, we can range things from, you know, maybe I overeat. Maybe I'm depressed all the time. Maybe I have low self-esteem. Like I said, it can range from multiple different topics. It just depends on what the people are having an issue with that that specific time. And maybe we can have a whole, just kind of like we did today, but I know today was more of an interview style, but maybe we can have a whole topic where we just talk about that whole time on the show, relationship day, where people can call in still, you know, and get advice, but maybe we're not confined to one person. You know, we have a whole relationship time or topic that we talk about, and people can call in and get it 2 or 3 minute, maybe 5 minute advice on what they're going through. So
that's good.
So I got to ask another question. That brings another question to mind, and I'm asking questions that's coming up in my mind that I think that maybe some of the audience might be asking and just not asking, or thinking and not asking, because you're a life coach. And you're a prophet. So how do you bring, or how will you be in this particular setting, how would you be bringing in the balance? Because, of course, we have people globally listening in from all over the world that's going to be listening, you know, running across this show and listening in to this show. So how do you bring in the balance, or is your balance, you know, is your balance spiritual? I mean, are you coming from a prophetic, or are you coming from? And I know it's hard to kind of separate the two, but how do you bring in a perfect balance?
I'll say the main way I bring in separation is most of the time when I'm doing my coaching session with people who are not believers, I bring in a separation by simply not saying God. I mean, it's as simple as that, because when the prophetic comes on, you can't really help. When you're a prophet, you can't help but be prophetic. It's no turning it off. I can't help but be it. And so I'm going to see some things. I'm going to hear some things. But there's always going to be a separation because, you know, I'm not going to say what I'm seeing. I'm not going to say all the time what I'm hearing. I don't have to say, you know, what God is telling me. I can just simply lead and guide you, like I said, towards a path that will help you to see in yourself what it is that's going on and help you to see what it is in yourself that's wrong, or help you to see what it is in yourself and come to a conclusion within your own mind that, hey, this might really be an issue of mine. And so I feel like that's how I'll separate it. I won't be more so prophesying. I'll be staying coaching, you know, I'll stay coaching. I'm being good.
So let me ask you this, and I'm not just provoking questions. Let me ask you this,
yes,
because
sure.
You said, hey, what God is showing you, and I could get that if God is showing you. But you're going to always have to say in obedience what God is telling you to say. Is that correct?
That is true.
What he's saying is that you can say it without saying this is what God
without
is
saying.
Saying
that God said it. There you go. There
yeah.
you go. I,
so
I believe
you can
that
say
when
what
you find
you
a
without
balance.
Saying, yeah.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You can
say what God is showing you or what God is telling you without saying, thus saith the Lord.
Yeah,
where that it may be hard for them to receive it that way because they may not be believers or they may not be familiar with prophecy. So we want to make sure that, you know, that the life coach is open to everyone. And so that although God may be putting something in your spirit, putting something for you to say, you don't always have to say this is what God is saying. You know, you could just say what he said without,
you
know, saying that. It'll still relay the same message. So I think that's what he's trying to say. And that happens all the time with me. You know, God will put something in my heart, and I don't necessarily have to say, you know, thus saith the Lord, or this is what God said, or God said this. I could just tell them what's in my heart and say it. And they'll agree. They'll be like, yeah, that's, girl. They'll say to me, girl, you prophetic. And I just laugh. You know, but it's not, you know, it's not a, I don't want to, not offend anyone, but make anyone uncomfortable that does not know, you know, the prophetic or does not know God in that way. That way, like Alfred mentioned before, it'll open a door to say, well, how you know all of that? Then you can say, well, you know, I'm a Christian. I'm not God. I'm hearing from the Lord and the Holy Spirit is speaking to me. You know, maybe have that conversation with them
But we do want to make sure that the Hour of Empowerment is open to everyone, and that we can come to people with practical ways as well as spiritual ways of how to deal with their situation that they're struggling with.
Okay. And no, I mean, great answer. Because like I said, people are going to listen to this. This show is going, it's recording, so there's going to be people in archive that's going to be listening to this show, and so I'm asking questions that people may say, I wonder, you know, and just things that people might think and never ask. And I know that, you know, for a fact that during these radio shows, that oftentimes you'll have an audience, and people have thousands of questions they want to ask, but never say anything, never dial that one. And so I'm just trying to think of questions that may come about that people may have in reference to the show. I'm excited to see how the show goes forward. I'm not a fan of Fix My Life. I don't like Fix My Life, to be honest, but I'm excited to see what you know, the progress is going to be. So when people call in, I'm excited to see some transformation, and people being able to get some practical solutions on how to work through whatever those constraints are in their lives that's not allowing them to move forward. So this
is
gonna
be... I agree.
What happened? Hello?
Oh, I just said I agree. I totally agree.
Oh yeah, yeah, and that's one of the visions that we have for a show, is to talk about and bring up issues that hinder the millennial generation from pursuing their dreams and visions. So we wanted, there are things that I believe that we struggle as a whole generation, we struggle with, that hinder us from being able to relentlessly pursue everything that God has placed in front of us, whether it's fear, whether it's a lack of, you know, confidence, whether it's self-doubt, whether it's low self-esteem, whether it's, you know, issues with your childhood, molestation, rape, you know, anything that potentially is hindering you from pursuing everything that you that God has placed inside of you, everything that you dreamed of, everything that you visioned. Those are the issues that we want to talk about so that we can be relentlessly pursue our visions and dreams. Sorry, I'm getting tongue-tied. So that we can relentlessly pursue those things that are inside of us, or the things that we see, or the things that we dream about. So I think that it's going to be very good. I'm excited about it. And Philandis is too, right, Philandis?
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Philandis, y'all have to see her. She has been working. Y'all pray for my sister. She has been working 12-hour days. If we have any guests on the show that are living up in the Northeast area, we are praying for you with the snowstorm. Philandis works for American Airlines, so she has been dealing with a lot of the irate customers that are either stuck at the airport or trying to get to the Northeast side, and they can't because of the snowstorm. So God bless her heart. She's exhausted.
I was about to say, tell them they should have listened to my Periscope. They would have known it was coming.
That's right. Prophet Albert actually prophesied about the storm a couple weeks before the storm came. So, you know, you definitely don't want to miss out on his empowerment session. He is the real deal. He's going to teach you how to master your life, master areas of your life. So tune in next week. We love you all. Same time, same place. Actually, next week we won't be in the same place. We're going to San Antonio, Texas. Woo, woo. It's going to be Girl Talk Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be actually part two of Get to Know Your Host. Well, I will be giving my personal story, and the topic of discussion is going to be daddy issues.
Yes,
daddy issues. I think every young girl my age struggle with daddy issues. So we're going to be talking about daddy issues. I'm actually going to have my real, tangible, biological father on the line. He's going to be talking about how my daddy issues impacted my life and how it impacted his. I didn't grow up with my father in my home every day, so he's going to be giving his perspective on how that affected him as well, and I'm just really excited. So tune in next week. Call every girl you know for Girl Talk. Every guy you know, I'm not saying that guys, excluding the guys. I know there are some guys that have daddy issues as well, but I know that from my personal experience, it's very prevalent among young women, and it carries over. If they don't deal with those issues, it'll carry over into their adulthood. So tune in next week. I'm going to have my daddy on the show. I'm really excited about that.
And we'll see you then.
Well, thank you for tuning in to Relentless Pursuit. You have been listening to Hour of Empowerment with Coach Alford, Philandus, and Tamika. Join Philandus and Tamika every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And every fourth Monday, 6:30 p.m., join Coach Alford for 1 hour of empowerment. On Tuesdays, join us at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for Woman to Woman with Minister LaDown and Coach D. On Thursdays, join us for Processing the Pain with yours truly, Coach D, at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We thank you for joining us on MCD Network. Thank you for your support, and have a great evening.